So who's got a problem, President Obama or some Republican senators?
If Senator McCain and Senator Graham and others want to go after somebody, they should go after me.
This is about the role she played around four dead Americans.
But for them to go after the UN ambassador, who had nothing to do with Benghazi?
I don't trust her. And the reason I don't trust her is because I think she knew better, and if she didn't know better, she shouldn't be the voice of America.
To besmirch her reputation is outrageous.
The question of whether U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Susan Rice has a future in the administration or in front of Congress was raised in the president's news conference yesterday. There you hear him, the president defending Rice to the point of nearly suggesting bring it on to Republican Senators Lindsey Graham and John McCain, who have both expressed strong views that Rice is either untrustworthy or incompetent based on her actions in the days after the attack in Benghazi, Libya on September 11th of this year. Joining us now is Jendai Fraser. Like Susan Rice, Fraser is a former U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for African Affairs. Jendai served under President Bush. Susan Rice served under Clinton. And Jendai Fraser is currently Distinguished Service Professor at Carnegie Mellon University. Professor, is Ambassador Susan Rice ready, do you think, for an all-out battle in Congress?
I think that Ambassador Susan Rice would actually welcome a battle. She's the type of person who loves the fight. She's very hard-charging. And certainly will be extremely well prepared. And so I don't think she would shy away at all from a difficult confirmation process that would give her an opportunity to highlight not only her own qualities and skills as a UN ambassador, but also to defend and support President Obama's foreign policies.
So do you believe that the remarks of Senators McCain and Lindsey Graham, and then the response from the president yesterday marks essentially the beginning of a confirmation hearing should Hillary Clinton step down?
I don't necessarily think that. Quite frankly, I've been quite surprised that the White House has so early pushed her out there to, I guess, take a hearing as a trial balloon with the Senate. And I actually think that does not bode well for her being selected as the Secretary of State. I would hope that they would not actually set her up in that way, and that being the White House. It's already bad enough that they put her on the TV shows over Sunday with incorrect information. But to sort of, you know, trial balloon her this early on, I think is not really very helpful to her being selected and to her having that opportunity to in fact, engage the senators in a confirmation hearing.
Interesting. Now, is it your view that she was put on the talk shows after the Benghazi attack with incorrect information, or that she handled a fluid situation poorly and put herself into the position of being attacked by these Republican senators?
Well, I certainly think it's the former, because when you are asked by the White House to go on the Sunday morning talk shows, you can be sure that they've provided you with talking points and very clear positions of the administration. No senior official gets out there ad-libbing. And so Susan happens to be a very direct and, as I said, hard-charging person. So she certainly delivered those talking points in the most convincing of ways without perhaps some of the circumspection that, you know, in a crisis one would have.
Although I went back and looked at the transcript. I mean, it's full of caveats and hedges, and we're looking into this, and Al-Qaeda might be involved. I'm struck by how much the Republicans think this is a real opportunity to take down someone who I think was reflecting the administration's overall position.
Well, most certainly she was reflecting the administration's position. And it could be that the senators are simply trying to rally behind one of their colleagues. If it is indeed Senator John Kerry, who is the main competitor to Ambassador Rice, it would make sense that the senators who've worked with him over so many years would be very supportive of him. And so they use, you know, obviously the issue of Benghazi is a serious one. It does require investigation. But to try to put it on Susan Rice's shoulders, I think, is a bit of politics in Washington, and unfortunate politics, because it's not necessary to disparage her character and her qualities in order to support your friend and your colleague.
Talking with Jindiah Fraser, former U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for African Affairs and a colleague of Susan Rice's. So you go back a long way. Describe her academic background. And if I'm not mistaken, you were both at Stanford together.
Yes, Susan Rice and I were both undergraduates at Stanford, where she got her bachelor's degree in history and I in political science back in the 1980s. But I really came to know Susan better when she was at Oxford and did her MPhil and her DPhil. She was a Rhodes Scholar at Oxford in the early 90s, late 80s, early 90s. And that's where I really met her, because I was doing my PhD at Stanford and we both were interested in doing research in Africa. She did her DPhil, her Doctors of Philosophy, on Zimbabwe, and I was going to do my PhD on Zimbabwe and Kenya. And she shared all of her contacts with me, was very helpful. And that's, I think, a characteristic that I think carries forward and I've always seen in Susan. We then went on, when she was in the Clinton administration, I was a fellow, a Council on Foreign Relations fellow. And when she was Assistant Secretary of State for African Affairs, I worked at the Pentagon and then at the NSC. And I found the same generosity of spirit in terms of helping a colleague to advance and sharing information with her. So I actually hold Susan Rice in fairly high regard.
And if you throw Condoleezza Rice in there, there's a real Stanford mafia in U.S. Foreign policy, it seems.
Well, I think that certainly is to the credit of Stanford, because it certainly does train people well. And both Dr. Rice's, Susan Rice and Condoleezza Rice, I think, reflect well on the university. Dr. Rice, of course, got her PhD from the University of Denver under Madeleine Albright's father. But certainly then became a young professor at Stanford. And I certainly had an opportunity to engage with Dr. Condoleezza Rice and work with Susan Rice. And so, yes, I do think that there is a healthy Stanford mafia, and it's a credit to the university.
Well, Jindiah Fraser, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Jindiah Fraser, former U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for African Affairs. She's currently a distinguished service professor at Carnegie Mellon University.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.